The Hope Poverty Initiative in Syracuse was formed last year in response to a report that ranked Syracuse as having the highest concentration of blacks and Latinos in poverty in the nation. The initiative is made up of nonprofits, businesses, and city, county, and state governments. The group plans to report their findings to the public on what policy changes and collaborations can be made to address concentrated poverty in the city. Syracuse Common Councilor Helen Hudson says the group met with other poverty initiatives from across the state in Albany this week, and says Syracuse is ahead of the curve.
Rochester, and I hate to pick on them, but they were the first ones out the gate. They're doing a top-down model, and top-down model does not work because you can't push down on people and say, this is what you need to do. So we're doing the bottom-up, and everybody meet in the middle, and then we all have a discussion. Actually, we have the community buy-in, and it seems to be working pretty good for us.
Hudson says she wants to soon announce a committee meeting to present to the council and the public what the group has done so far and where it will go next. Meanwhile, the Syracuse Common Council may soon request a pilot program from the state to provide bus transportation to all school students living 1 mile or further from schools. Currently, the city school district transports students more than a mile and a half from their school. The new change could affect more than 1,100 students. The pilot program would fund the cost, plus remove a penalty the state assesses for transporting students who live closer to school. Counselor Susan Boyle says there is an immediate need and action needs to be taken quickly.
We have students who have special needs, whose parents may be disabled and can't walk their kindergartners to school. We have students who have to walk through very dangerous neighborhoods. Our gun violence is very high. We had students speak up at school board meetings who have witnessed gunfire on their way to school.
Boyle says the pilot program is the city's best option until the state can revisit the school transportation aid formula. Boyle says that legislation has not been reviewed in 10 years.